Today's recording is in the merit and in honor of a very special 8-year-old girl by the name of Priel Shoshana, who lives in Efrat in Israel, who this past Friday began lighting a Shabbos candle because her parents, David Aaron and Nitza Aviva, were inspired by the voice note from last week speaking about the idea of the need of every Jewish girl from the age of 3 to light a Shabbos candle every Friday. May her candle completely illuminate her home and the entire Jewish people and inspire many other little girls to begin lighting a Shabbos candle every Friday. So our parsha begins with Yitzchak and Rivka, Isaac and Rebecca, praying for a child. And the Torah says that Yitzchak prayed l'noichach ishtoi, opposite his wife, or across from his wife, or corresponding to his wife. And the Medrash explains, what does it mean that Yitzchak and Rivka prayed opposite each other or corresponding to each other? The Medrash says something absolutely beautiful and so moving. It means, says the Medrash, that Yitzchak was lied out on the floor, like laying on the floor begging God on one side of the room and saying, Master of the universe, any children you ever give me, please let them be from this tzaddikus, from this righteous woman, from Rivka. And the Medrash says that Rivka was shtucha, she was lying down, prostrated on the other side of the room, lying on the ground and praying, Master of the universe, any children you ever give me, please only let them be from this tzaddik, from Yitzchak. In other words, their prayer wasn't just for a child. Their prayer was that the children they have should only be from each other. As the Sforno elaborates, that Yitzchak was promised he was going to have children and descendants, but he didn't want that he should have to marry another woman like his father Avraham did and his son Yaakov did. He wanted any children that he ever has should just be from Rivka. And she felt the same way. She didn't want to ever have to have children with anyone else, which is a very moving idea, because we all know in life that there are many things we want that we need in life. But sometimes, even when we're granted those things we want the most, if we're not with the person we love or the people we love to share the fact that we achieved what we wanted and what we prayed for, then the joy is not complete. Because sometimes being with the person that you love is more important than actually getting anything in particular that it is that you're requesting. That's the most important thing, is to continue to be with that person, that this thing you're looking for is with this particular person. As the famous story that's actually found in the Medrash, in Shir HaShirim, in the Song of Songs, on the words, Nagila v'nismacha boch, I will rejoice and I will be happy with you. With you, I'm happy. The Medrash brings a story to say what that means, that one time there was a couple that for many, many years couldn't have children. And they came before Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, listen, I see with my spiritual vision that the two of you together will not be able to have children. You should get divorced. You have no choice but to get divorced. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to them, just like when you got married, you made a big party, make a big party when you get divorced. Make like a get party, which I've never heard that actually people do today, but you know, some people might one of these days figure out that that's a thing. But anyways, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to them, make a party when you get divorced. And so they made a big party. They were so sad about having to get divorced, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that that's what they should do, so they made a big party. And the husband, who was obviously very depressed, got drunk at the party, and in his drunken state, he said to his wife, who was about to be his ex-wife, he said, anything you find in this house, whatever's most precious to you, anything you find here that you want in my house, you're about to go back to your father's home, but the most precious thing that you find over here in the house, take it with you to your father's house. And then he passed out. And at that moment, the wife said to her servants, take my husband with his bed into my father's house. And we woke up. He all of a sudden sees that he's in his father-in-law's house. And he looks at his wife and he says, what am I doing here? And she said to him, you told me that I should take the most precious thing that there is, that I think that there is in your house, in my life. And that's you. There's nothing more precious to me in my life than you. Nagila v'nismacha boch, I will rejoice and be happy only with you. And at that point, the couple went to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and told him what had happened, the story. And when he heard it, he got up and he prayed. And then they had a child together, because she was able to say to her husband that nothing I want in the world is worth losing you. You're what I want more than anything else in the world. Just like Yitzchak and Rivka, when they were praying at the beginning of the parsha, they were praying to God that if they get children, it has to be from each other. And you know, the holy books explain that when you have a word that's used in the Bible twice, the same word, these two places are connected. And this word noichach, that Yitzchak prayed opposite his wife, noichach, is found also in the Book of Lamentations in Eicha. Shivchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water, opposite, corresponding to the face of God. And maybe, based on what we just learned now, maybe the idea is the same thing, that when you pray to God, what does it mean, pour out your heart like water, noichach, opposite, corresponding to God? It could mean maybe that because in life we also ask for a lot of things, we all want to achieve many things in life, we all have a whole long shopping list of things that we need. But pouring out your heart like water to God means being able to say to Hashem, Hashem, I want all these things, but I only want it if I get it with you. With you, Hashem, Nagila v'nismacha bach, I will rejoice in you, God. You have to be part of my life. If you're not part of my life, if I don't feel you, then nothing that you give me is worth it. Yes, I want to achieve many things in life, but the most important thing, God, is to be with you. That's what it means to truly love God. V'ahavtas Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, to love God with all your heart, that there is really nothing other than being with your beloved. Or in the words of Edna St. Vincent Millay, in her sonnet known as Love Is Not All. Love is not all, it is not meat nor drink, nor slumber nor a roof against the rain, nor yet a floating spar to men that sink, and rise and sink, and rise and sink again. Love cannot fill the thickened lung with breath, nor clean the blood, nor set the fractured bone. Yet many a man is making friends with death, even as I speak, for lack of love alone. It may well be that in a difficult hour, pinned down by pain and moaning for release, or nagged by want past resolution's power, I might be driven to sell your love for peace, or trade the memory of this night for food. It may well be, I do not think I would. May we all merit to be truly nochach, to be truly opposite, facing, corresponding to those that we love, to really feel nagila v'nismacha bach, to rejoice and take happiness in that person you love. Those that haven't yet gotten married, may they find the true shidduch, a true zivug, that they will feel that there is nothing else in life that they would trade from being with that person. And may we feel the same way with Hashem. May we know that nothing in life that we could ever gain can possibly be more precious than being with the one that we love, which is Hashem.